Righteous Heavenly Father, once again we approach your throne of mercy. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for bringing us to your house. We thank you for the blessings we have received. We thank you, Lord, for the worship service. We thank you, God, for special numbers. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us, whereof we are glad. We bless your mighty name. Lord, we want to also specially thank you for your daughter that you saw through labor and delivery. We are grateful to you. May your name be glorified. Righteous eternal Father, we want to commit the rest of the services of this day into your hand. We are in your presence, and we are gathered unto you and to your word. We pray, therefore, that this word will enter into us, and Lord, we and the world will become the same. May there be no part of it, Lord, that will fight against us. May we not fight against any of it. May this word work upon us, Father. May it prepare us, O God. Lord, when that day shall come, that you are going to reward your people according to your word, O Father, may we be present on that day. Thank you, dear Father. We pray, O Lord, that our fellowship around this world today will be sweet. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Lord, condition every heart, O Father, that they will be in expectation of your coming. The seekers of the Holy Spirit, may you walk upon them, dear Father. May it be plain out to them and be simple, O God. The faith that they need to press in may be given unto each Father. Grant it, King of glory. Every garden of the saints, O God, in this city, in this country, and around the world, we ask your presence to be with your people. Help your servants, their Father. Lord, be with their mouth, O God. Be with your people, Father, and be with their heart, Lord, to be able to receive your word. Deliver the oppressed today. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Do great and mighty things in the midst of your people. Remember our pastor in U.S. that your grace will rest upon him. Be his strength, dear Father. Give him good health. Anoint and inspire him, O God, to be a great blessing to your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, when this service shall come to an end, may we have recourse to give praise and glory unto you. Thank you because you have done it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. You can please be seated. Welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ. As you've heard in the prayer, and because some of us have heard that our sister Jeremiah Adeyemi put to bed this morning to a bouncy baby girl at UCH, and we are grateful unto the Lord. We thank God for that success. The rest of them, may God see them through us.
Holy ones, long preserve for our in this world, there is we God's on earth. Oh, let the word of God impart. West of land, west of hope, give us strength, help us go. In this world where we're all, the word of God we guide us. Oh, word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open eyes. Oh, let the word of God impart. Holy ones, all
faith handed down to this age came to us through sacrifice. Oh, he that faithful was of Christ. Holy was long preserved for a world in this world. There is sound with God's own eyes.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear Lord, for all you have done for us since we came in. Thank you, God, for the time we took off for the announcements. Thank you, Lord, for the thanksgiving of your servant, what you have done for him over these years. We are grateful to you that you have spared his life to witness his success and to enjoy the fruit of his labor. We ask you to give him good health, bless his efforts, and enlarge his course, O Father. Grant the desires of his heart to the glory of your name. Remember Lois, Oyedepo, as the parents requested for prayers. May your blessings be upon her. May she grow under your care and grace and your protection, Father. And those that have their bad days this week that ended, may you shine upon them, dear Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless and magnify your name. As you open your word, may the Holy Spirit shine upon the word. Lord, make it alive unto us. Thank you, eternal Father. Take away weaknesses. Take away wandering minds. Take away sleep from your people. Quicken us in and out, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for those that are online listening. May you let the gadgets and the network work perfectly for their blessings and for your glory. Thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise up on our feet as we open our Bible once again to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 2. Read verse 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "These things saith he, which are the sharp sword with two edges." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. Amen. God bless you. Can please be seated. I believe that the interpreter have with him the Yoruba copy of the seven churches, right? You are not helping yourself and the people that hear you. Is you have been advised before that every time that we have to deal with this book, since we have the Yoruba translation, carry it, and we do mostly reading plenty time. When we are reading, you too read. Don't trust your own understanding about the translation. God bless you.
It's not here. It's not. Go and pick the one on the. Oh, we have. Okay. All right.
So we. We are in Pergamos Church Age, and we are done with the city of Pergamos, the age, and also the messenger. So we are now in the salutation, if you are any harm, the introduction of the person speaking. When you are writing letter, either you write dear sir or dear madam, and things like that. Sometimes they mark the letter for the attention of so-so persons. And so like we said in the Sunday school, that the importance that is attached to the message is depending on the one that gave the message. That is what matters. The person that sent the message is the person that is respected more than those to whom the message is to be delivered. And in each of the ages, it was God, the same person, the same God, using different aspect of his title, if you put it like that, to introduce himself to the messenger, and how for them to deliver that message to the people in their age. In the age of Ephesus, God addressed them from that the person that is sending this message is he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And in the age of Smyrna, the second age, we find that he appeared to them, or he spoke to the messenger, as the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. And Abraham told us in that age that in the normal run, if you are going to talk about somebody, you will say the person that was alive and now dead. Because the end of everybody's curriculum vitae or resume is how, when the person was born, and this, all the end achieving life, the last thing will be how he died. If you read also Genesis chapter 5, when was given the analogy of the people that lived from the time of Adam and the rest of them, it will say that this one lives also number of years and he died. That's the end of his own. You will pick the next person and say he lives also number of years and he died. That is the last statement of everybody's resume. But in this one, when he was addressing the people or the messenger of Smyrna, he is telling them that this is the person talking. The one that was dead and is alive. So it is the opposite of human being way of life. Human being will first of all live and then die. But this one said that he was dead and now he's alive. He's alive never to die. So that when you tell the people that are to hear you, they will know who is speaking. In this third church age, Pergamos church age, then he is addressing this age as from he which had the sharp sword with two edges. In the Sunday school, the last statement, or whatever we were talking, the end of the second paragraph there, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Then there say there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Say these three are one. So I was saying that the one you can, the substance you can really get a hold of out of the three is the Word. The Father is a spirit. The Holy Ghost is a spirit. I'm holding in my hand the Word. Can you hold the Father like this? You cannot. But all of them are the same. But when you talk of substance, when Christ was here, he said, him and his Father are one. Can you see the Father? You cannot. It's only him you can see. And in fulfillment of 1 Corinthians chapter, I think chapter 14, verse 28, thereabout. Is it 15? It should be 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 28. Yeah. No, it's 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Yeah. He said, well, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Brother Abraham told us that finally at the end of this all thing, when we are going to see the throne of God established, we are going to see only one person sitting on it, which is Jesus Christ. That one, you are not going to see anything that is called Father or anything that is called the Holy Ghost. All that you are going to see there is just Jesus Christ, because he is the first and the last. Amen. So we will proceed, trusting God to give us good speed
I wish we could be done with this to at least the next eight pages. It's my desire. Though it's a lengthy thing for the way we normally take it. But if we are not able to get done with it, then we are rich. We pause. The prophet said, now we are in the third paragraph. Now we can see his association with the word. The association of God. That God is tied to his word. Inseparable. They are the same. He said, he is the word. That is, we are already reading. You have slept? Yes. Now we can see his association with the word. He is the word. That is who he is. The word is his name. You will see the scriptures that will give us details of that because I don't want to be going ahead of myself. In John 1:1, where he says, in the beginning was the word. The prophet said, the root from which we got our translation for word is logos, which means the thought or concept. Or we can say in another synonym, an idea. The thought or concept. Idea comes from thought. Or you have a concept. These are different, something talking almost the same thing. It has the double meaning of thought and speech. Thought and speech. That's why the prophet said that a man is not better than his word. Because the word of a man is also the same person. The Bible said that Jesus himself said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It is the thing that comes out of the mouth of a man that expresses what is inside. And the inside is where the man is. This one outside that all of us are carrying, they are only our bodies. They don't tell who we are. This physical one is deceiving. But the real inside person, that is the person that you know. That is why before you know somebody, you have to go so close to him as to know what he talks. As you know the way he thinks. As you know how he reasons. As you know what he likes. As you know about the places he likes to go. And the way he wants things to be. That is the real person. But this physical body that everybody wears, it could be ugly, it could be beautiful. It's nothing. It's not the person. But the real person is inside. Verbal means, in another expression, he said, when you step on a man, you will see what is inside of him. Jesus Christ, in his own expression, in his own day, he said, you hypocrite. I said, I don't expect you to speak anything good. He said, because when you make a tree good, he said, the fruit will be good. When the tree is evil, he said, the fruit also will be evil. He said, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When he was watching what was coming from their mouth, he was telling them that this is from your own foundation. This is from the seed that make you. This is from the root that is inside of you. This one has a foundation somewhere. Amen. Alright. Now a thought expressed is a word or words. Isn't that wonderful and beautiful? John says, The concept of God was expressed in Jesus. And Paul says the very same thing in Hebrews 1:1-3. He said, God, who has sunday times and in divers manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, or Logos, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. God became expressed in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. That is why he said, no man hath ever known the Son but the Father. You see, and no man also know the Father but the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. If you should travel with somebody to their village now, we begin to see elderly people, and the person say, I have a father, I have a father. Except they really resemble very well. There are some people that don't resemble their father well. Maybe they resemble somebody in the family or resemble their mother. But if care is not taken, you can be seeing the father. Maybe if the father is blocking your way, Baba, you are alone for me. Be asking to give way. No, that it is the very father of your friend. So, but immediately he introduces to you that this is my dad, the tone will change. Baba, God bless you, sir. No, the tone will change. Be something else altogether. But if he has not expressed to you that that is my father, you can address him anyhow. If you are that type of a person, because normally a Christian should be respectful. A Christian should deal with everybody with discretion and with high respect as much as you can. Amen. Let's read ahead. God became expressed in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus was the express image of God. We have gone through so many things before. Abraham told us about the time that Moses wanted to see God when their journey in the wilderness was tough, and he found out that the people he was carrying, they are a bunch of unbelievers, and they vexed him every day. It was their vex and their pressure on Moses that make him to speak unadvisedly, and that landed him not to physically go into the promised land. Moses, at that time, he said, I want to see your glory. And God said that, no man can see my face and live. Say, but I will do something for you for an encouragement. I will put you in the cleft of the rock here, and I will cover your eyes. When I am passing by, then I will remove your, so that you will see my back part. So, by the time he saw his back part, it was the back of a man. Abraham said that it was because as at that time, Jesus Christ has not yet been revealed. And that face was hidden. If he had seen that character and he had described it in the scripture, it would have been easier for people, because these are the Jews that the world come to at that time. They would have said that, oh, this was the person that Moses described. If God have already mentioned that, instead of saying that your sea will sojourn in a strange land, if he has mentioned that strange land and said it is Egypt, they will never have sold Joseph to Egypt. When Rapport was saying that the man of sin, that the time will not come except there come fall away, and then the man of sin is revealed. Did God not know who is that man of sin? Paul would have said Pope. But that was Odin. That is how revelations like that, all through the ages, those things are hidden like that one, so that it is only revealed in their own time. God did those things for a purpose. Amen. Right. Now the prophet said here, again in John 1:14, say, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That was John that said that. But not everybody believed that is the word that was made flesh, that is Jesus Christ. Because some people call Jesus Christ a bastard born child. Some call him Beelzebub. Some call him an evangelist. Some call him young prophet of Galilee. Abraham said there was a time he was riding on the reputation of the young prophet of Galilee. But a time came that people reversed on him. That title changed to become a Beelzebub. He's the same person. When he was healing their sea, drink good, they even wanted to make him king. When he fed up to 15,000 at things at once, and there was from one plate, from one plate of food, feeding that magnitude of people, and they are still the main baskets. 12 from one plate. I said, we don't need to waste that. This is the governor. This is the governor now, because if we made this one the king or governor, we know that economy-wise, that area is settled. But when they met him, he said, you are not looking for me because of the word of God you have had, which is the main thing. He said, but you are looking for me because of the food that you have eaten. He said, don't labor for the thing that perish. Give attention to eternal life. He only do that one to manifest that area of himself. But it was, they just have kind of understanding of it. That's normal with human being. Amen. The prophet said, the very substance of God was made flesh and dwelt among gods. You see, that word substance was written in Italy is for emphasis. Substance is something you can undo. When they say substance, it's something you can hold, that you can see with your eyes and you can hold. So the God in the way that we can never hold him is the one that was expressed before us in the form of Jesus Christ. From the creation of the world up till now, that is the only substance that we can ever hold and say this is God. Nothing else apart from this word. In the Old Testament, you don't have the complete word. But it is at this end of time, when the whole word is written and completed, and the word himself put his signature, and said it is the end of it, and said no man can now add or remove anything from it. This is the fullness of the word now. This is God now in word form. As we can hold this word, that is how they could hold Jesus Christ when he was here, and said this is the Almighty God. And those that have that revelation, they got the benefit. Believe the Lord. And ye shall be what? You shall prosper. Believe his prophet. He shall be established. Those who believe Jesus Christ, a woman that was sick, her blood was flowing for 12 years. And she has visited every physician that is available in everywhere. She has sold all her property to make sure that she is able to meet up with any medical requirement that could be gotten. Bible said there was no improvement. He said it was nothing better. One day this woman got the revelation that person is God in flesh. And she was not waiting to say that I want him to now come and lay his hand upon me. She so much believed that the garment on him have enough power to dry the blood that nothing has been able to dry for 12 years. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, that will be the end of the sickness. And she came with that faith, with that assurance, and came in the press. The Bible says, came in the press behind. Only God know how struggle she would have struggled to get to that place. We can picture what she struggled like the one that came in Memphis. How to struggle through a large crowd that have 300 ushers. And all the 300 ushers could not hold her. That woman was coming with a revelation that is beyond the one of everybody. Sister, you know what used to happen here? There is an order. It's even the man himself that said the order. That when you come like that, you are going to collect a prayer card and then sit down and then be waiting. When they now start calling that prayer card, you have to watch if your own is called or is not called. It's only when your own is called that you can be coming and keep where they are. All those things are stories. The condition of ground now does not follow prayer card. The condition of ground now, it needs emergency. It needs that every protocol be scattered. If it is disorderliness, this one is calling for disorderliness. Anything. Because what she has in her hand is more than 300 ushers. They couldn't hold her. Underneath, on top, this one, the way they saw her behaving, they say, then until Philip has to go and meet the prophet, say, there is trouble to deal. Aram said, what is the trouble? Said, there is a woman there with a dead baby in her hand. He said, I put 300 ushers. No, all the 300, they couldn't help the situation. When you add that 300 people cannot hold a woman, and she's not a mad person, don't you know that there is something on ground? I could imagine when the people come, say, make I give you this dead baby. You want? Say, you go chop her. Sometimes she will draw some things of people, they will just reverse. Is your own baby be like this? as you are blocking me. Is your baby like this? Is your own child? You have one like this? Have you want your own to be like this also? Have you which one you be? Say we have order. We have. I went with your order. Greece, he was good. But Abraham said, you know what I will do? Me and Jack Moore, we resemble. He said, Jack, come on. I just hear now that there's a pandemonium, that the woman is with a dead baby. You go there and pray for the baby so that she can be satisfied and cool down. Yes, sir. As he was going, God knew that this arrangement on a woman arrangement, this one will not work. The God that put the desperation in the woman, he know what he's doing. So quickly, since this is what Abraham decided to do, then God have to supersede the thing and change the thing and brought the vision immediately. When the vision dropped, bam, and he saw a Mexican baby laughing to him. He said, Jack, just a minute. He said, bring the woman. He said, they will scatter and the lion. Forget about the other. He said, I saw a vision. In other words, God himself is the one that is in charge. Now, this is what revelation can do. When you have revelation of who is actually in operation, there is nothing that in heaven and earth, nothing that cannot happen. There is no situation that is as delicate, as bad, as whatsoever, that God cannot change. Even in a matter of one day, it will be a different story altogether. Altogether. One day. But all that we have need of, before you can get that blessing, you have to know who is speaking. You have to know who is speaking. When you know who is speaking, that will steer the right attitude towards that person. Then you will get the result. When anything that come across that, look at it right. She was just there listening. This is somebody that have been in their house several times. And is bringing a fresh story that has not been told before. You are a prophet, pillar of fire appear, Then what finally happened? He said, I say, school come out, then school come out. Even the two boys said, they hear, they laugh. Say, our mama has got to this visitor again today. He creates school and kill it by himself. And they were laughing there. But the mother, not even the people that came with the prophet to the place, but it was this woman here that the thing struck. That if Abraham is saying this one, it can never be a lie. It can never be a lie. But the thing that we have seen God doing all this while, if he's giving this testimony, it is the truth. And she spoke out. Say, that is nothing but the truth. The atmosphere changed. The atmosphere changed. Story ended. Something else came on the scene. As she spoke that one, the windows of heaven opened. I said, give her. Because of this one now, that she just said, let her ask anything she wants now. Then give it to her. Then, what problem do you have in life? That if that opportunity is given to you, that you will not rejoice all the days of your life. But what will lead to this is the recognition of who is speaking. When you catch the revelation of who is speaking, it will lead to untold blessings. And this opportunity that is once in lifetime. Say, I'm not asked to ask for two things. Only one that I will ask. It's just like the man that was dying and have a slave, have this, have so many things, have companies, have account, have everything. Have only one son. And wrote in his will for the will executors and administrators that my son should take one out of all that I have. Every other one belongs to the servant. When they opened the will and read it, he wept. My father was claiming, love me. Look at now. Only one thing out of all these things. If I take this company, all the other company, all the other property, all the other whatsoever belong to this servant. Which kind of love is that one? He began to weep. And he began to go around.
and to ask for advice. And finally, God guided him. Sometimes when you are looking for advice, know where you go. You have to know where you go. If not, you will miss the day of your visitation. Then he went to the elders and told them the story. And said, see what is on ground here. They smile. You are laughing. I'm telling you the seriousness of this matter. You see, it is my life. They smile. They say, good that your father loves you. We can love. He was thinking that they will say, okay, you take this maybe company, it will yield and multiply this like that. Then he said, you yourself, write down the things that your father has. Then he begin to write this company, this company, this company, the animals he have, the properties, landed properties, and these houses and the rest of real estate, this and that. He wrote, begin to write and write and write and write and write. Say, as he finish, begin to think of other things that he have. What else does he have? Then the eye open. He say, my father also is the owner of this servant. Then the eye open. Then I choose one. Ah! God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you. Then he just went with that thing. And the servant was rejoicing. Compassing land and sea. I'm going to be the richest in this time. Even the son himself hasn't got nothing. Only wants anything want to take, let him take. Anything want to take, let him take. He was dumping up and down. When the day finally arrived, and the son come very calm, settled, expecting only one thing. And the servant has ordered food to be cooked in the house. To feel that the people are coming to eat, just cook, fill everywhere with this and everything. There must be abundance. Come with the best food you can come with. Then they begin to read. That so-so, Mr. So-so, Chief So-so-so, have put his will there, and the will have been registered, and is the execution. That we, the administrators and trustees, are empowered to execute. Therefore, of all that this man have, you son, you have been given the privilege to choose one out of it, then the rest will be given to this servant. Then, so you son, comfort. Then the son come and took his bow. Thank you, trustees and executors. My father started from the least. He was naming them and 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 naming them. And finally, when the servant thought that is the end, he has named all. He said, and also you also have this servant. Then the servant begin to look at which kind of interpretation is this way again. Say, you also have this servant. And out of all, I take this servant. As he's a servant to my yoga, he's also my servant. And the servant doesn't have mouth anywhere. So as he has taken the servant, he has taken everything. So at the right, couldn't speak just on our own. This was a delicate hour. This time was serious. So she began to think, what will I ask? Even as the prophet himself. You are the anointed. You are the one that God is speaking to. What do you suggest as you have? Brabram began to say, this is your sister that is crippled. Edith, we have been praying for her. I have fasted myself and prayed for her. She's been in that condition. If that is the one you take, and she's not up on her feet, now, then I'm a false prophet. Say, also, if you go economy side, you make about $200 on the farm there per year. You have aged parents. You are a widow. And also, this is your sister to take care of. And all that. If you ask for $1 million now, that is several years of Abraham's own salary. If you ask for $1 million, if it's not on your last now, you call me a false prophet. Suppose you are the one. Won't all your years go like this? So if you ask for $1 million. You know what $1 million is? It's 1 trillion naira. But as Barbara was mentioning all this, he was not registering in Atirat. It was not registering.
She was still saying, what will I ask? In other words, this one you are saying, did not, then Abraham now spoke a clue. He said, what is the greatest desire of your heart? Then that opened the gate. Oh, that is true. He said, the greatest desire of my heart is salvation of my two boys. He said, I give it to them in the name of Jesus Christ. These are people that have been laughing at that time, laughing at the testimony of the Holy Spirit. On normal day, they are blaspheming. On a normal day, they are blaspheming. To be laughing at the works of the Holy Ghost. The thing that Jesus did in the time, they call it Beelzebub. He said, if the Holy Ghost come and do it again, a word against it will never be forgiven in this world, the world to come. But at this time again, when God actually is the author of a protocol, he has to follow it to the end. And he said, if you break it, you break it. I'm the one that give my word. Whatever you do here, I approve. I put it as protocol. Then he has to endorse it. And Abraham said, I give you your two boys in the name of Jesus Christ. They are laughing and they are jesting and they are mocking. Stop. Stop immediately. And they ran greedily to the land and fall at the feet of their mother and started weeping. The power of God struck them. And the story changed. That spot, they were justified, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost before they talk of water baptism. Everything was completed. This is come when you recognize who is speaking. When you know who is speaking, and that revelation is done on you, then story can change. Now, the problem we have is the veil of flesh. That was the problem in the Old Testament. It was a problem in the time of Moses. They say, Moses, you take too much on yourself. Your camp is holy. Who cannot say something? Even when we talk of talking, you yourself, you are a stammerer. You can't talk well. We can speak very well. What is all this? You take too much on yourself. You and your senior brother, you go inside, host a meeting, come out and say, this is what are you talking about? And God said, I have heard what they said. I have heard what they said. Say, they are not murmuring against you, they are murmuring against me. Say, tell them I will visit. So they should, 2 days, make themselves clean, wash themselves, and then assemble. Don't come near your wife, wash all your clothes, and then stay social distance to this mountain here. When God was coming, and they begin to hear thundering and lightning, they told Moses, we are not asking you to bring thundering to destroy us. What we say is that God will come, and you also told us that God said what to come. What about all this one we are hearing? He said, it is him coming. The old ground will shake. He said, okay, you know what? Please, quickly go and tell him. We don't want him to talk again. He should be talking to you in the way he talked to you. When you come and tell us now, we will hear. Brother Abraham said that was when God decided to use man to speak to man. He said he could have used the moon, used the sun, or any other thing. But the people, when they asked for it and they saw God coming, they could not stand it. Then they say with their own mouth, if God talk to us thereafter, we'll take what he says. But from that time, it has still been difficult for human being to take what God says. That's where we are. As for the blessings, available. I used to think sometimes, after this life is over, we don't need healing. We don't need blessings. We don't need provision. We don't need clothing. We don't need to pay school fees. We don't need to buy a car. We don't need to pay house rent or to build house. All these expenses, we don't need to at all. The rich and the poor, they are the same. This is the only time we have need of it. And if we need it now for our comfort, what do we need to do to be able to get it? The conditions are also set. But we are the problem of ourselves. The heavens are full of abundance and abundance. I mean abundance and abundance. If God say it in a word here, that let there be $3 trillion fall here, cash here, it will be here. I am telling you, 1 second it will be here. It will be here. There's nothing you cannot handle. You want to think about the healings and deliverances and things he did, the ministry of the prophet? Things that money can never solve, no matter how big the money is.
That's why king sent for him. That's why potentate sent for him. Because they have used everything possible it has played. But we are here, struggling with ourselves. When I was leading the prayers in the morning of Thursday, in the minister's meeting, I told them, has anything be added to the word of God? Nothing. All we are battling with, we are still struggling with how to believe what has been said. That is all. We are struggling with what has been written. That we are struggling with. It has not changed. It's not been added to nothing. Just the same thing. May the Lord be gracious unto us. Amen. He said the very substance of God was made flesh and dwelt among us. The great spirit God, unto which no man could approach, which no man has seen or could behold, was now tabernacled in flesh and dwelt among men, expressing the fullness of God to men. What people ran away from in the Old Testament and said they don't let God speak, he now make himself simplified. He compress himself and put himself in a body and now stand before the people. They say he was born bastard. The thing that they were designing to hear speak to them in the Old Testament. That was why all the prophets were saying, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. But this one come, you can never hear it from his mouth. Say, thus saith the Lord. Because he is the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you. He said, you have had this said of them of old time. He's talking of all the prophets. You have had this said of them of old time. Because he is the God of the prophets. And he's here. What he says now is the final. Say, but verily, verily, I say unto you. And yet, people did not understand. They still say it's visible.
Right.
John 1:18. Say, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. You see, the problem we have as human beings is the use of the title or the express, the wording that is pronounced. And it's a design that God made. That is why the prophet came to explain it. In this chapter 1 of this book that we are going through, we have gone through it, that all the expressions, all the expressions, in which was, which is to come, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the Rose of Sharon, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, this and that. He said all the expressions are speaking of one and the same person. Will you take the prophet's word for it? Denominations cannot. But only those that have the grace to take it, they will get the blessing. Then even we that are here, we are still battling with the words of the prophet himself. That is why the cup of blessing is measured sparingly unto us. That is why we are limited in so many things. Limited. We are talking the minister's meeting about the manifestations of the Spirit. You know, the people will be talking about, they don't see the manifestation of the gift. What are you really talking about? We went and read those quotes all over again. We find out that there is nowhere that Brother Brown said that all the nine must even be in a local assembly. If you get that quote, you bring. As in 1964, when Brother Brown was talking about the manifestation of the gift in his local assembly, he said we have about two or three. And he named them. That was manifested in that place. What matters is the manifestation of the Spirit. And Brother Brown have said that. What is the use of tongues when, or prophecy, when there is no gift of wisdom to be able to examine it? Those are the gifts that is destroying the denominations. Those are the gifts that are destroying some churches in the message. Those are the gifts that is separating wife from husband. Separating some children from their parents. Still in the message here. May the Lord be gracious unto us. We can pray for more manifestation. I never one time believe that we don't have the gift of the Spirit here, except you are a blind person. And let me tell you this, that Brother Abraham said that the gift of healing, which is part of the gifts, named gifts of the Spirit, he said every minister should have it. I want to ask you, except you are a non-believer, have you prayed for here and you recover? That is the manifestation of that gift. But when people are not ready to listen very well and follow the day, like that time when things appear, I say, what are the gifts that is being manifested there? Who and who is manifesting it? I'm not going to tell you who is manifesting. And it overtook the faith of many of us, almost. Yeah. Many of us were shaking. If not God, I went to help people. May the Lord be our help. Let's go ahead. Right. Now the prophet said, God, who on occasions will manifest his presence by the cloud or pillar of fire that struck fear in the hearts of men. This God, whose act characteristics were made known only by revelation of words through the prophets, now became Emmanuel, God with us, declaring himself. The time of Moses. The Bible said, the people quake. You that is sleepy, try to help yourself. I know this sleep has started from Sunday school. But I decided to take my eyes away from that one. But my own blessing, nobody can collect it. But I only say that one to help you. May the Lord be our help. Alright. In the time of Moses, when he spoke, he got to a time that even the Egyptians, they fear his word. In history, we have never had it. That a man will speak like this and come to pass like this to the dot. A time came that the Bible said that some of the servants of Pharaoh, they fear what Moses was. When they say, take your cow inside, they go and take their cow inside. What? Because they have watched it, they have followed it, that every time he says it, it comes to pass. And Brother Abraham stood in this age and said, if any of you have had any time, me say, thus saith the Lord, and does not come to pass, you bring it. Say, I challenge everybody both here and the tape plan. Did anybody come up? Then after he's gone, somebody want to come up and say something. You think I will listen to that person? I know that this one is ordained to destruction. This is a man that went to face educated people, doctors and professors, ministers, that are doctors of letters, that tear this Bible left and right. That can anything you mention, they tell you the book, the chapter, and the verse. In seconds, they will produce it for you in this thing. And he stood before all of them. He said, let's start from what about this thing that does not need the revelation. Just let somebody just pick his Bible and come and stand here by my right to come and disprove what that water baptism that I preach in the name of Jesus Christ. 350 ministers that are highly, highly educated. No single person. Abraham said that if you drop a peep, you hear the sound. He said they were wiser than I thought. Say the people were wiser than I thought. Nobody could stand. Nobody could come. All of them bowed their head. Under that fear, because they don't know what will happen. This is the way Jehu gathered the people, and he has already asked people to stay around and to kill all of them as he stepped off. Nobody escaped. This is how Elijah carried them to the brook there, and after he has proven God to them, and they have seen it undoubtedly, even though they repent, even though they confess it, still they were not allowed to go. Nobody escaped. They were in great fear. Will we escape this one? We have been trying, but we have done this one. We don't do this one miss today. This is our last mistake of our life. Can we come out of this place now? From the people that testify later, they say that somebody was the brother that went and said at the back, we're praying that God, only one thing I want to ask. Don't let it be that this man will call fire the way Elijah called fire. Because if he does, nobody will escape ill. As quiet as a graveyard. And they begin to make promises. Quick. Who come and be baptized? Who come and be baptized? Well, Brother Abraham said, do they go? He said, none of them came. Why? These people are not ordained to life. They are serpent seed. But under that anointing, just like it happened in Egypt, when the anointing was down, everybody quick. They begin to obey the voice of Pharaoh. But, I mean, of Moses. But when the time came now for them to carry out other instructions, they could not. Amen. This is our time. Anywhere we preach this word, they are thinking they are the only one going to heaven. Did we say it? Did you hear that word? We are referring you to God's word. Remember, Baba was preaching in UI on Friday. You know? I was looking at it. I said, well, the majority are people that claim to be Malachi 4 people. That's the majority. The men of timber and caliber that are on the high table, the professor and the doctor. Look, some of the doctors and professors, they are more humbler than the non-entities you find. Some of them are watching for what can be said that they can get to go and read what they have read before. They want somebody that can disprove what they are already holding. You know, to be a professor is for you to be able to get something and prove it beyond reasonable doubt that nobody will be able to say it's not so. So they are not even. Sometimes they are more respectful. But you see, non-entities, empty barracks that make the loudest noise that know nothing. They are the ones that talk anyhow. May God be our help. One of these is everybody will meet God face to face. Unfortunately, it is when there is no amendment again. The time of Elijah, the day the people repented, there was no amendment. Even though they bow, even though they confess, even though they say the Lord is God, they say die with it. This is our time. The one that is speaking, it is he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Is the one speaking. The creator of heaven and earth. Is the one talking. Let's go further. We are in salutation. Talking about the one that is speaking. Amen. Right. Now the prophet said, the word declare is taken from the Greek root, which we often interpret as exegesis, which means to thoroughly explain and make clear. That is what the living word Jesus did. He brought God to us, for he was God. Amen. He revealed God to us with such perfect clarity that John could say about him in 1 John 1:1-3, that which was from the beginning, which we have had, logos means speech, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, which that which we have seen and had declared we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. Amen. These are the words that stumble people. When the Bible talks of the Son and the Father, the Father is a spirit. It is the Son that is, you can see in corporal body. When you look at that corporal body, he calls himself the Son. But he is having inside of him the eternal spirit of the creator of heaven and earth without measure. In other words, all God's spirit, because God is a spirit, the 100% of that spirit is inside of that body. So when you have seen that body that is called Jesus Christ, you have seen God, the creator of heaven and earth, outside of that person, nothing else. Anyone that doesn't believe that one will never have eternal life. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Now back in Hebrew. Back in Hebrew 1:1-3. We may note that Jesus was the express image of God. He was God expressing himself in man to man. But there is something else to note in these verses, especially verses 1 and 2. Okay, did I read this first statement? In case I didn't, let me. When God was truly revealed, that's the last statement of the last paragraph, he was manifested in the flesh. He that has seen him has seen the Father. Okay, now he talked Hebrew 1:1-3. So we may know that Jesus was the express image of God. He was God expressing himself in man to man. But there is something else to note in these verses, especially verses 1 and 2. God, who has sounded times, and in diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. He said, I want you to notice here, in the margin of your Bible, you will see a correction. The word by is not a correct translation. Amen. This is a prophet speaking. Every tiny mistake that the people that translated the Bible make in grammar, he corrected from Genesis 1. Corrected severally in the New Testament. Hebrews. This Hebrew, he corrected several places in Hebrews. Corrected in St. John. Several places. He corrected in Matthew. Amen. He said, it should be in, not by. He then reads correctly, God spake in times past unto the fathers in the prophets by means of the word. Amen. Oh man. He spoke in the prophets. And he also spoke in his Son. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21b. Say, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Amen. That brings out 1 John 5:7 perfectly. The Spirit and the Word are one. Jesus revealed the Father. The Word revealed the Father. Jesus was the living Word. Praise God. Today he is still that living Word. Hallelujah. All of us can easily say amen to all this area we are talking about. But I will call your attention to something. That this same Word, we are agreeing that this is God. The instructions and the correction is also that same word. Exactly. Are you with me? You will only be able to carry out the instructions when you know the one speaking. When you know it is not a minister here speaking. It's not even William Branham. It is God speaking. And when you know that this is God speaking, and but you don't have the ability to carry it out, then you'll be able to ask him to help you. To every word of God, that is what me I do. Because once I know it is God's word, I know that God will not ask for my permission, neither will he take excuses from me for anything, but his word is his word. And that is what he will use to judge the entire act. Hallelujah. When Jesus was upon the earth, he said, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, But the Father that dwelleth in me, he dwelleth the works. Amen. John 14:10. Here it is most evidently set forth that the perfect manifestation of God in the Son was by the indwelling Spirit manifesting in word and works. Amen. That is exactly what we have been teaching all along. When the bride will get back to being a word bride, she will produce the very works that Jesus produced. The word, oh my, let me repeat that again. When the bride will get back to being a word bride, she will produce the very works that Jesus produced. Like we said last Sunday, no one day God told the prophet that this scripture in Mark 11:22, he said it's like any other scripture. It's like Isaiah 53. It was wounded for our transgressions. When we are sick, it's easy for us to use that, is it not? It's like ask you shall receive, seek you shall find, knock shall be opened unto you. Is it not? And when the prophet saw it like that, true, it was manifested. Then we made reference last Sunday to Malachi 3:10. That word is also like any other scriptures. Like any other scriptures. I'm convinced that most of us will live by it. Most of us live by it. Perhaps people that don't live by it, they are very small. And if God doesn't help them, they will be getting worse and getting worse. Because they are under a curse. And what God has caused, no man can bless. I say, this man don't come again. I'm only repeating scripture. I'm trying to emphasize to you the potency of God's word. But when you do it, you do it with revelation. That God, if it is a tithe of 100 naira, because God provided for you 1,000 naira, say, God, this 100 naira is my tithe as your word has instructed. I am doing this. Then you go back again and read that, say Malachi 3, verse 10. And say, you told me that when I do this one, I should prove you. If you will not open the windows of heaven, and you say you will pour your blessings until there will not be enough room to receive it. As long as there are still rooms, then the scripture has not yet come to full manifestation. He is to pour it until there is not enough room. And he went further that he will rebuild the deliverer for our sake. And Brother Abraham, who have seen that scripture, who has lived by that scripture, he said, if you do it and you don't see God on the scene, he said, you call me an hypocrite. For the prophet of the age to put himself under that nomenclature of an hypocrite, you know that it is not an easy thing. It's something serious. He should be very sure what he's talking about. But if you bring that same thing grudgingly, that see what God is collecting out of the one you have. See what these few people that are here now, see what they will collect out of my own now. Or you are using your head to calculate that by the time all of us bring our own, this people will be billionaire. You are finished. You are finished. You can only give 90%. You will not see any blessings. May the Lord be our help. Look, the reason why my sermons are hard is because I like to drive it down until it will clench. I don't have no business here if the thing does not get to the destination. I've come here to waste my strength and my time. But my passion, every time I hold any part of this word, I want to see it driven down to every heart and make a life, and is active and is potent, and it goes about and bring forth testimonies. That is the word of the Almighty God. We are not here on a picking ground. We are here talking about the creator of heaven and earth. It is his word that we are talking about. His reputation is at stake. His reputation is at stake. I don't have any reputation. No man does. But the reputation of God is at stake. Amen. Let me bring that water on the table, please. Sorry. This heat. Don't be small.
The time is not even running. I thought the time would have gone further than this. But thank you, sir. Just a minute, please. Now the prophet said, let me repeat my last statement. When the bride will get back to being a word bride, she will produce the very works that Jesus produced. The word is God. The spirit is God. They are all one. One cannot walk apart from the other. Amen. The word and the spirit, they are one. And they work together. That is why if we have a portion of his spirit inside of us, that spirit, before we said, he will be directing us to his word. He will bring these things to our remembrance. He will quicken this same word onto our bodies. He will bring our body to be subject to this word. Amen. Alright. If one truly has the spirit of God. Oh, I don't even know. It's even the next statement. If one truly has the spirit of God, he will have the word of God. That is how it was with the prophets. They had the indwelling spirit of God, and the word came to them. That is how it was with Jesus. In him was the spirit without measure, and the word came to him. Jesus both began to do and teach. That's the beginning of Acts 1:1. Excellent, most Theophilus, or whatever the way you put it. Former teachers have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Amen. That is how it was with Jesus. In him was the Spirit without measure, and the word came to him. Jesus both began to do and teach. He said, my daughter is not my own, but the Father's that sent me. That's according to John 7:16. Okay, now remember now, John the Baptist was both the prophet and the messenger of his day. He was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. When he was baptizing in Jordan, the word of God, Jesus, came to him. The body walked to him like that, but that was the word of God in flesh. He came to John. And then the prophet said, the word always comes to the truly spirit-filled. Can we say amen to that? That is the evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now to the end of this session that we are dealing with, Brother Bram is going to dwell more on that one. Now, it is different from the understanding that the people project that when you believe the message, you have the Holy Ghost. It's different from that. For you to subscribe to the fact that the message is true does not mean that you actually believe 80% of the message. What we are talking about here now is the 100% of the message. You may not even be aware of 80% as I sit down now. But the day you hear that the word said this, it becomes part of you. It becomes part of you. You don't argue with it. You don't fight it. The word is the final. The word is the husband of the church. Whatever the word says, that you will do. Amen. Right. That is what Jesus said will be the evidence. He said, I will pray the Father, and he will send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the spirit of truth. It's not the spirit of error. The spirit of truth. Whom the world cannot receive. That is why denominations cannot receive it. They can't receive it. Because it is the spirit of truth. And truth is bitter. Truth cuts. Truth corrects. Truth does not have alternative. Truth is straightforward. Truth does not need your opinion. It doesn't need my idea. It doesn't need the way I like it. Truth is God. Jesus standing before Pilate, he said, I bear witness unto the truth. Then Pilate caught that. He said, what is truth? He is standing before the truth. When he was with his disciples, he told them, I am the way. I am the truth.
am the Lamb. No man can come to the Father except through me. Because that Father is inside of him. How do you get inside what is inside of me if you don't pass through me? You cannot do it. You have to pass through me to be able to reach what is inside of me. Amen. Alright. Now we know what truth is. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17b. Again, in John 8:43, he said, why do you not understand my speech? In today's language, why don't you understand my sermon? Jesus was asking the people. Even because he cannot hear my word. Did you notice that Jesus said that the world will not receive the Holy Ghost? We just said it here now. The spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Well, in this verse I just read, neither could they receive the word. And that's why they can actually not receive the Holy Ghost. Because they cannot receive the word. Because if you are going to receive the Holy Ghost, you must be ready to receive the word. Some people, when we are preaching, especially evangelism, sometimes immediately they start opening your Bible like this one, they find the excuse and go out. When we went to name the name of the Abioyes, I know of one person there. He sat at the back of Rabbi's father. As I stood up like this and opened the Bible, he carried his phone. He go out. And he escaped. He go. You know that. And the man, so he's a drunkard. He has been in agency before, brah. Do you ever talk of agencies? Now he's still using his leg to walk from east to west. Because all his resources is gone drinking. You are before something that can help you out now. You carry phone. You are doing yourself. Jesus said, you will die in your sins. When we go and do all those things, the people, that's why people in occasions, they map out the time that preaching will have ended before they call. Because they don't want to hear it. They have an idea of the things that will be spoken. They don't want to hear it. It will be a disappointment if after they came so late, they still come and meet the preacher. If possible, they want to find somewhere to escape. They don't want to hear it. But if you don't want to hear it, Abraham said, one day you will hear it. Nobody that ever come to this earth that will not hear God's word. If you don't hear it in this life, you will hear it at the judgment. Oh, sure. But if you hear it in this life, and you accept it, and embrace it, and live by it, at that day, you will sit down with Jesus Christ judging others. You will be judging those that rejected it. But to reject it is very dangerous. People do a whole lot of acrobatics around this world. God is not looking for sympathizers. That your church. I like that your church. In fact, I like. You are only sympathizing. I like the way people do in that your church. You are a sympathizer. No church is good. Don't like the church. Come and hear what we are preaching. Check it with God's word. If it is the truth, take it and live by it. Period. That's what we are interested in. Not sympathize and praise church. What is church? It just forward build. Maybe one of these days they will collect this one from us and use to store ammunition and drinks. So what is church? Forget about the building. Amen. God bless this time today. He did it. God really bless this time. He cooperated today. I thought by now he would have run. He just be like, say, cool down a little bit. That's fine. God bless you richly. May his coming gladden our heart. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Right. Now the prophet said. You're laughing. Okay. All right. Where am I? Right. Okay. Yeah. Why? Because the spirit and the word are one. And if you have the Holy Spirit as a prophet, the word will come to you. You will receive it. In John 14:26, say, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. How can a woman that claimed that she's filled with the Holy Ghost be wearing trousers and the word of God says an abomination? Men today are wearing eye issues. I mean in the form of female eye issue. If to say I remember, if to see I ever thought, I will say this one. I will give them the video. To play, you will see. All of them, they are group. They wear suit and they wear eye issue like female O. All the group, they were going like that. Everybody, you will reap what you sow. We're talking about eye issue now. You look as if it doesn't have value again. Because our sisters are wearing it. We have talked until we talk tire. It looks as if some of the churches it is not spoken against. Because if the pulpits are not weak, the people will not do it. So let everybody go. But I know one thing. That is even written in the scriptures. On the day of judgment, everybody will give account of himself. Isaiah gave it as a prophecy. When you wear eye issues, you'll be missing. And that is what made them to do like that. You can't wear flat shoe and be able to walk like that. But the message people, even I see some ministers wife that used to do advertisement of shoes on the WhatsApp, they advertise like CCG's eye issues. I was telling them when I was preaching on Wednesday in the London. Are you advertising what yourself will not wear? Before you can advertise it, you believe in it. Yes. We only call ourselves message believers. We know there are three kinds of believers. There is the believer, there are the unbelievers, and the make-believers. All of it is in the bracket of the message. Call message believers. We say shalom to each other. God bless you to each other. But the Lord knows who I is. And the Bible went further to say that, let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. May God be our help. We have spoken about air. Everybody has taken their decision. Are you with me? Whatever decision anybody takes does not affect me. Neither does he affect God. Abraham has said that God himself wants you to be pretty. Is that correct? But he said that your beauty should be natural. If you are going to have additional hair, it should look like the natural one before. Anyone you attack that is different from that one, you are not a believer of this message. You have your own belief. You can't give me $1 trillion not to say the truth. What is truth is truth. Yes. Whatever everybody wants to believe, believe. What you want to practice, practice. Amen. We're so close. Even though the time is patient, we're soon close. And finally, it will close. But if we are still here, remember we'll still meet again. God bless you richly. I say God bless you richly. Oh, wonderful. Okay. I hope everybody that is using perfume has a good reason for it. Because perfume is more common than before now. Now, Brother Bram did not 100% say that people will not use perfume. But he gave conditions. So may the Lord be our help. May the Lord be judge between everybody and whatever they do. That is ministers and all. Ministers and all. These are the reasons why the word of God today is not as effective as before. When we came to the message, you can't do anyhow. Jehovah. This is the Mbabat here, so. The raise of eyes and look at it. Fire and brimstone. You come to church like this, so you have to sit down where. But today, now everybody have the message entirely in their phone. That sometimes when you are even having slip of tongues, because in almost every service, there is one thing I wanted to say this and say this. One time I said something, a couple met me outside and said that you wanted to say, I said, you are correct, it's slip of tongue. Because you may be talking about Elijah and jump to Elisha and use this story, join this one. But if you are a message believer, you know that he has jumped and that. But those things are not the thing. If we sit down gun to talk, you will know what I believe. And the same thing you see in fivefold, he plenty in the prophet also. He plenty in the Simon book. Except you are not the reader of the Simon book. Those things are allowed by God himself. For whatsoever reason. It's not as if the person talking does not know. God purposely allowed. That's why Abraham said in Christ is revealed in his own word. He said there are things that are purposely said, that are purposely uttered to cause some people to ponder and some to go away. He said, you mean that God will do it? He said, yes. He said, he does, and he's still doing it up to now. So if God says he's still doing it up to now, who am I? I will not purposely come and model up anything here. But when you are under the anointing sometimes, things will go like this, and then you don't pass, you don't. But there will be something somebody will see that they don't know the message and that. You go to her. You go to her. Every nook and corner, we know where we are standing. No matter how much you have the phone on your handset or your tab, you wouldn't have the anointing. The anointing of the fivefold, you can't buy it in the market. You cannot get it with long year of standing in the message. It is a gift and it's an anointing. When it's operating, you yourself, you know that this one has passed the level of man. You are a witness. Yes, sir. May the Lord be our help. We'll soon close now. Think. Feel, let me just do small here to close. God richly bless you. Did you enjoy the Lord? Oh, that's wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. I do too. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling fine myself. Amen. Here again, we find the word of the word coming because of the Spirit of God. Again, in John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, word in bracket, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Thy word is truth, and he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, word of God, that shall he speak, that's the word, and he will show you things to come, Spirit bringing the word of prophecy. I want you to note very carefully that Jesus did not say that the evidence of being baptized with the Holy Ghost was speaking in tongues, interpreting, prophesying, or shouting and dancing. He said the evidence will be that you will be in the truth. You will be in the word of God for your age. Now, Abraham is coming direct now. What use is God telling Noah to go and build an ark when he has no ordained for people to enter inside? It will be that he's wasting time of Noah and his strength. What use will it be to ask Moses to go to Egypt and bring out his people? When Moses came with all his complaint and everything, he said, okay, I will go with you. Then that settled it, and they went and he brought them out. With the assurance that when you have brought the people out, this very place we are talking together, you come and worship me on this mountain. And he did. What good will it do God to have sent John the Baptist as a messenger of the covenant, as the one that is sent before him as a foreigner, and there is nobody that will believe him? There is at least two people from the revival of John. They went to the church of Jesus Christ right from that water baptism. The Bible said that two people that had gone, when they had what they had spoken, they followed Jesus. He has been telling them the Lord that I am not the one, the one that is coming behind me is the very one that is to be. He said, and the shoe lashes of his feet, I'm not worthy to unloose. All the disciples, church members, they were there. But when he spoke, finally, when he showed the people that this is the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world, two of his disciples, the Bible says, when they had the thing he said, they followed Jesus Christ. Others remain in the church. Those ones that remain in the church, they are not real believers. You say, do you want the church of John to break? It's God himself that said that once he has done this job, the church is ended. But the people sit down there, and that's all. There's another group that they are baptized. We don't know whether they are in that place that day. Perhaps they were not at that place, but he has baptized them according to John's baptism. And they went their way for 3.5 years till Jesus come, go and everything. They don't know nothing about the old truth. Only for when the ministry of the apostles were in progress and then Apollos met, Paul met those people at the upper course of Ephesus and saw them and said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? He said, Holy what? We don't know what we are talking about. Holy Ghost? We don't know anything about Holy Ghost. Then he said, how then were you baptized? John baptized us. The one that baptized Jesus Christ. So where have you been since that time? Even the one he was pointing you to has come and gone. He brought the sermon to them. He said, where have we been since? That day when they had the truth, because they are actually rejected. They surrendered and said to it. They didn't say that, why is it that he didn't come and show himself to us when he was here, this and that, and begin to use both face. That will never work. God doesn't owe any man an explanation. For the fact that he has opened door of mercy for you now, you are to enter inside. That day, they were baptized, and they received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Alright. He said the evidence will be that you will be in the truth. You will be in the word of God for your age. Evidence has to do with receiving that word. Amen. I want to repeat here. Let me finish this small paragraph here. In 1 Corinthians 14:37, say, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Now, see that the proof of the indwelling spirit was to acknowledge and follow what God's prophet gave for his age as he set the church in order. The proof of the indwelling spirit was to acknowledge, that means to agree, and follow what God's prophet gave for his age, as he set the church in order. You can't go and take what was in the age of Wesley, that the message have corrected, and be saying that after all, it is also part of the world. It's not part of the world for this day. The message of the hour is the present truth. As many as are not able to cope with it, they were not ordained by God, and they are not God's children in this generation. To this age, they are bastard born. I know that is hard, but it's a simple language that could come at this time. May God be gracious unto us. Paul had to say to those who claim another revelation, in verse 26 of this scripture of 1 Corinthians 14, what? Came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? The evidence of a spirit-filled Christian believer is not to produce the truth. No matter how anointed I am, I cannot bring anything now that is not inside this word. When I bring anything that is not inside this word, that is an antichrist spirit. When I bring any explanation that the message have another explanation for, is antichrist spirit. The evidence of a spirit-filled Christian believer is not to produce the truth, word, but to receive the truth, which is the word, and believe and obey it. That is the evidence of the indwelling spirit of God in somebody. But Abraham have told us that the evidence is not shouting. The evidence is not speaking in tongues. The evidence is not any enthusiasm or whatever you can think of. Jumping or clamping or whatsoever. We have some set of people that they believe you must jump. Jumping, everybody is jumping. Both platform. Now, the jumping is not the bad thing. The jumping is not the bad thing. One thing sure is that before you jump, Abraham said that don't jump higher than your life. When you do, you bring reproach. I was talking to a brother in London. I'm closing now. He said, this word forgiveness, he said he didn't know it's as serious as that. He said somebody narrated to me a story. He said it took him 1 year to be able to forgive the brother what he did. He said it took him 1 year. He said he didn't know it's as deep as that. He said when he will see, they attend the same church. He said when he will see me, the church raising hand. Say we say, why is this hypocrite lifting up his hand? What is he lifting up his hand for? Why is he saying amen? It's like if you use stick and hit his hand, bring down your hand. Because of a matter between them that he believed that somebody that claimed to be a believer of this message shouldn't have acted like this. He said it took him 1 year. He said he never knew. You know, some few months ago, I read for you a quote here. Brother Abraham was telling us of two reasons why a brother came to the altar. And one of the things he wants to get rid of, the reason he came, he says that he wants to get rid of a grudge that is in his heart towards a loved one since he was a child. A grudge has been in his heart since he was a child towards that loved one, and the thing didn't leave, and he couldn't forgive the person. And it is expressly written in God's word. If you do not forgive your brother that offend you, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your own trespasses. If you the weight of that one means that you can't get forgiveness from God for all your daily sins, it means that you are already a candidate of the lake of fire. That's the implication. And now to forgive somebody that hurt you is not easy, except the Holy Spirit is resident there. So when we are saying that the evidence of the Holy Ghost is believing the message, you have to know what we are talking about. It's deeper than we are talking. And as at this minute, this 11:40 of 19th, Abi, of November 2023, there are thousands of message believers that have grudges against themselves, unclear. Are they believers? Do they have the Holy Ghost? Shall we rise?
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior. Can hear?
Do you hear it at all? Is there a call coming to your heart?
Oh, take thy cross and follow, follow. Where he leads me, where he leads me. I will follow where he leads me. I will follow. I will follow where he leads. He leads me. I will follow. Yes, I go. Waiting. Yes, all the way. Oh, I go waiting through.
Let's think deep, brothers and sisters.
Oh, I go waiting. I go waiting through.
Husband and wife, think it over.
Hallelujah. I go with. I go with him to the garden. Oh, I go with. Oh, waiting, with. Yes, oh.
I go with him through the judgment.
Go waiting through that judgment. Oh, I go waiting through that judgment.
Hallelujah.
I go waiting it in true, the judgment. I'll go wait, oh waiting, wait, yes, oh. He give me grace and glory. Oh, he will give me grace and glory. Oh, he will give me in grace and glory. Hallelujah. He will give me grace and glory. Go with me. Oh, with me. Yes, oh. Oh, where he leads me.
Does he lead you to repentance? Does he lead you to think over your life? Does he lead you to a life of consecration? Is he calling you closer to himself?
He leads me, I will follow. I will follow where he leads. Where he leads me, I will follow. Oh, I go with it. With it. Oh.
Jesus said, the word that is gone out of my mouth, they are spirit and they are life. And he spoke through the prophet in the Old Testament. That as the rain cometh down from heaven and the snow, and does not return back thither, but water the earth, that may bring forth and bud, to give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Say, so shall my word be that gone out of my mouth. He said, it will never return unto me void. But we accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. This sermon this morning will never go back unto him void. It will accomplish that which he pleases and prosper in the thing whereunto he has sent it. But remember that the word of God can never profit a serpent seed. The word of God can never profit a made believer. Neither can it profit an unbeliever. It will work on God's own seed, God's own children. It will have a faith in their life. It has gone forth. Let's think it over. The one that is speaking is the one that have the sharp sword with two edges. He's the one that is speaking. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Is the one that is speaking. Is the one that walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Looking at the heart of every man. Looking at the heart of every woman. He see the hypocrite. He see the unsincere ones. And he see the one that is honest in heart. He see everybody. Go to speak back to your creator. He has spoken. Talk back to him. Brother Paul said, let every spirit be subject to high powers. God, there are no power but that that be of God. Let's speak to him.
while we are in his presence with fear and trembling, when all ears are bowed and every eye closed, with all sense of humility before God, if there be anyone that would like to be remembered in prayer, you have a special desire, need, request, based on this portion of God's word that has come forth, and you want God to remember you, why don't you defy the law of gravity and have your hand up to the Creator that formed you, that formed me in a mother's belly, unto whom we return after this life is ended. Gracious eternal Father, we are grateful unto you, O Father, for this opportunity to sit at your feet and to learn of you. Thank you for your word that has gone forth. Lord, it will never return to you void, but it will accomplish that thing that you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you have sent it. We believe that this word has been sent to us, your children, and Lord, is presently working in our hearts to bring us to our expected condition and position that you want us to be, until we come into the full manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. Some of your children are at the altar. Surely they have a request in their heart. Something brought them to the altar. And answer up, Lord, almost everywhere in the building, as far as human eye can go. I also lift my hand up, O God, with your children. Lord, because there is no one, Lord, that will not need you in times like this. Brother Paul said, after I preach the word, that I will not be a castaway. That is my request at this time. I want to live daily by every iota of this word. Dear Father, I commit every one of us into your hand. Be gracious unto us. For hearts that are repenting, may you accept their repentance. Whatsoever they are repenting of, may never surface in their life again. Master, we pray at this hour, Lord, our requests, our desires, our plea before you at this time. We don't want to be an escort in this journey. The things that we have had, we don't want them to meet us as condemnation on the day of judgment. Let it be, Heavenly Father. As we pray for ourselves, we pray for our children. We pray for our loved ones, we ask for mercy. O God of mercy, we are asking, O God, that in mercy you will meet with our people. You will grant needs and desires. You will show your grace, O Father. You will visit your people, Lord. When you are speaking about some of the cities you visited, you say it will be more tolerable than for Sodom and Gomorrah for them on that day of judgment. And Lord, for anyone that will come within the range of this world to hear it and turn back to it, it will be more tolerable than for Sodom and Gomorrah and Capernaum than for such a person on the day of judgment. May we never meet you with an angry eye. May we never meet you as an angry God. May we meet you as the God of mercy. May you meet you as the God of blessing. May we meet you as the God of favor. Let that be our portion, dear Lord. Walk upon us, O God. Deliver us from every evil. Show your mercy unto us. While you are walking on your people, while you are filling with your spirit, may you fill every one of your children here. As many as I see praying for the Holy Ghost baptism, which is possible at this hour, at this moment, if their hearts are ready, O God of heaven, for you to confirm that this what we are preaching is already the truth. And I believe you still have some of your seed in this place that are your own children, not yet filled with your spirit. May you confirm your word in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. May you vindicate the presence of your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. May you scatter every doubt. Take away every unbelief. Every self-assessment. May the pillar of fire burn them up, O Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. As many as are sick in the body, you sent your word and it healed them. Let this word perform healing in the body of your people. Let it drive away every sickness, every affliction, every weakness of the body. Make your people sound, soul, spirit, and body. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, O God,
that you extend your blessing to those that are hearing us through the line, O Father. Lord, remember your daughter in the hospital and the one that are born to stay with her. May you bless them likewise, O Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you. May your name be glorified, Father. If there be any sinner in our gate that have not even accepted you as Lord and Savior, may this opportunity not pass us by, Lord. May they give up everything for you, Lord. Thank you, gracious Father. Prepare us for the next service ahead of us. Bless us for that through the word. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. May his coming gladden our heart. We'll be seated by 2 o'clock for the next service. If you are not traveling and you are in town, you are invited back for the next service by 2 o'clock. May the Lord bless you. Shall we rise to sing from hymn number 29? Hymn 29. I am resolved.
I am resolved no longer to linger, O Jamba, the world they love. All things that are higher and things that are nobler, these have allurements. But I will exist, and we exist to you.
Said and do what is
Was waiting.